This episode is about your happiness and health. You better listen to it.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave, and welcome to episode 74 of Slice Your Age. It's great to be back. And when I say be back, I mean I've taken a little bit of a break. Like I told you in episode 73, I thought I was going to take 1 to 2 weeks off. I think I took more like three, but it's gone so fast. Well, it's scary how fast the time goes. And let me just tell you the reason I took a few weeks off. It's, you know, if you've been a listener for quite some time, and even if you're a fairly new listener, you know that one of the things that I talk about, that I teach, is happiness and living your best life ever. And so I'm a really happy guy. I figured this whole thing out a long time ago, and I really do believe every day is a great day. I try to make it the best day ever. But something was, how can I say this? I just felt like after having done 73 episodes in a row, meaning I did not take even 1 week off, 73 episodes really without a break, I just felt like I needed one. It's hard to explain beyond that, but I just felt like I needed some time to kind of just regroup and refresh myself. And whenever I do an episode, I want to make sure I'm giving you my absolute best. And if I feel like I'm just going to go through the motions just to get an episode out there to you, I'd rather take the time off and not do that, because you don't have time for that. When you turn this on, when you download it, when you listen to me, you fully expect that I'm going to have something really, really good for you. So I just, you know, I don't know. I just felt like it was time after 73 episodes to take a little break. So this is episode 74. It's going to be fantastic because I've had so many cool ideas in the past few weeks. But am I ever going to take another break? I mean, yeah, probably I will. If it means skipping a week or so and making sure the content is fantastic for you, I will do that. So bear with me, please. I still love you. I really do. And by the way, speaking of that, I just want to thank you so much for being a listener. It's funny, even over these past 3 weeks that I have not produced an episode, I'm still getting tons of downloads. I see the statistics. I'm getting tons of downloads. And not only am I getting tons of downloads, but I'm getting many people from all over this world contacting me through either Facebook, messaging, email, from the website sliceyourage.com. And they're just telling me how much I've helped them. And it makes me feel so good to hear from other people. So if you have contacted me, let me tell you something. I appreciate it. I really do. It's just good to know who you are. And I've had people from, from Canada, from the UK, from Australia, from Japan. Where else? From the US, of course. The US, that's where we have most of our listeners. But I've still got a lot in Canada, UK, Australia, and some scattered through Japan as well. And some many other countries, listeners here and there. If you're anywhere on the planet, whether you're in the U.S. or any other country, if you have not gotten through to me by messaging, by email, from your site, from Facebook, whatever, let me know how you're doing. Even if just a quick note to me, and just introduce yourself, give me your first name if you like, that's all. Whatever you want to do, I would honestly love to hear from you, because the more of you I hear from and the more success stories I hear, whether they're major or little, even minor success stories, it makes my day. I swear to you, it really, really does. Sometimes I put a little video up on Facebook and I get a lot of positive feedback. So again, if you're a stranger, if you want to remain a stranger, it's okay. I still love you. I really do. But if you want to kind of come out and introduce yourself, if you haven't done so yet, let me know who you are. Love to hear from you. Right now, so I'm recording from a really, really cool place. Yoko and I came here for the weekend. It's called Catskill Animal Sanctuary, and it's up in Saugerties, New York, kind of upstate New York area. It's just beautiful. It's in the Catskill Mountains. And what it is here, it's a large, large farm with kind of like a bed and breakfast. It's got four rooms here. And so we have one of the rooms we're staying in. And during the day, what we do, one of the things we do, other than kind of hang around and do some writing and yoga and meditating and studying, but one of the things we do is take a walk around this farm and kind of hang out with these rescued animals. And so mainly what we've seen so far are horses, goats, pigs, chicken, what else? Let's see. Cows, of course, cows, sheep. I'm trying to think what else we've seen. I saw a cat walking around yesterday, or actually this morning. But so these animals are animals that have either been rescued from a farm, maybe animals that were found that were neglected and starving and had medical issues. And I know I talked to actually a worker here today, one of the staff. We saw a donkey, because he said this donkey was actually, it belonged to a man who was 95 years old. His wife is 99, and they just felt they could not care for it anymore. So they did the right thing. They did the absolute right thing. They brought it over to this sanctuary, and now the donkey is like 47 years old, I was told. And donkeys can live quite a bit longer than that as well. But now the donkey is being cared for in a great facility, a great kind of atmosphere, environment with all kinds of other cool animals here. It's a blast. So let me tell you something. If you ever get the opportunity, if you ever think about it, there are many farm sanctuaries around the U.S. There's another one in this area called Woodstock, I believe, and I know there's some on the West Coast I know of, and in between. It's a really, really cool thing that you could do, is come kind of give the animals kind of your love and support. And you can do that with either, you know, your love and your hugs, or so you could do it financially as well. These places, they definitely could use some financial backing. But even if you just come to visit and pay an admission fee, that helps quite a bit too. And the animals are just so loving. They're mostly not afraid of humans anymore, because they've been taken such good care of here and in other sanctuaries. It's such a cool thing. So, you know, it all comes down to happiness and love. I've talked so many times about this on the show, and you know, our lives are short. Time goes really fast, and just too often we're so worried about just working hard and making money and advancing and getting to the next level and making more money and becoming millionaires and multimillionaires. And when that's not good enough, billionaires. And then, you know, it's like we're like hamsters on a wheel of life. And then we get to our final days on our deathbed, and we're thinking to ourselves, this hasn't occurred to me. I haven't reached this age yet. I'm still relatively young. But I've talked to people and read about people that have reached the final stage of their lives, and they're on the last few days or weeks or months or whatever, and they wonder like why they spent so much time at the office and why they didn't spend more time with their loved ones and family members, and why they weren't happier because they were so interested and so busy chasing that almighty dollar or yen or pound or euro or whatever, wherever you may be. And I will tell you this, I've got friends and many people that I know that have a lot of money. I'm talking multimillionaires. And are they all happy? You know what I'm going to say. The answer is absolutely not. I am a firm believer that money does not make one happy. Is money a good thing? Well, possibly. It gives us opportunities and things that we can do with our lives. If I didn't have some money, I wouldn't be able to travel here to help the animals, and I wouldn't be able to put on this podcast because it does cost me money to do that. But there comes a point where we have to think about, how much do we really need? Am I going to spend my life constantly just trying to make more money and make more money? No, I'm not. I live a fairly, you know, a nice lifestyle, but a fairly modest lifestyle. And there's only a certain amount that I need to live every month. And do I need to have a ton? Do I need to be a billionaire? No, I don't need that. I'm really, really happy every day. Now, I did a show before I took my little break. I did a show several weeks back. I don't remember what episode. I don't have that in front of me, but it was probably in the low 70s, probably 70, 71, 72, somewhere around there. And it was definitely about money. It was the only episode I devoted entirely to money. And if you listened to that, and if you got the wrong idea, if you thought that I said, well, the more money you have, the better, and you've got to keep making more money, you missed it. I want you to go back and listen to it again. I know some people that do not have a lot of money, and in my mind, they're wealthy. Because what that means is that they're living below their means. So, yeah, I'm not saying that it's good to be poor. It's fun to be poor. I'm not saying that at all. But if you're making a modest amount of money, or you have just a, you know, an average income, if you're living below your means, which means you're spending less than you make, and you're able to feed yourself, you're able to pay your utility bills, pay your mortgage or your rent, you know, your transportation, whatever you need to do, you know, on a daily basis. If you're able to do that and have some fun as well, then I want to tell you something. I think you're wealthy, and I think you're probably happier than people that may have 10, 20, 100 times more money than you have. Because it all comes down to what we value in life. And I value things like my health. It's number one, my happiness, my family, the people that I love. Those are the most important things in my life. Do I work hard? Yeah, of course I work hard. I do. Because one of the passions I have, one of the things I love in life is teaching others. And when I work hard, a lot of my time is spent teaching people how to either become more successful, how to be happier, how to be healthier. I get a kick out of it. It's such a high for me, whether I'm on the stage speaking to a large audience, whether I'm at the microphone like I am right now speaking to people all over the world from my, you know, my podcast. I was put on this earth, I believe, to teach, to help, to coach, to guide. And that's why I'm saying, when I hear from just one person, and that one person tells me, Dave, you saved my life, you changed my life, you helped me get thinner, you helped me get healthier, you guided me to better nutrition, my skin looks better, Dave. When I hear things like that, it's a real, real high for me. It really, really makes my day. So that's why I urge you to communicate with me, and don't be a stranger. You're not alone. We're together on this. I want to talk to you briefly about a call that I had I received very short time ago, and I want to keep this confidential, and I want to I don't want to give any types of hints as to who this caller may have been, but it was a man that got in touch with me that is a professional and let me know that he is just not enjoying what he does anymore at all in life. This gentleman is in his 50s and apparently he's been very successful, but he wakes up every day now thinking like, why do I have to go into this office to work? Why do I want to, I don't want to do this anymore. I've got maybe a higher calling. There's something else I want to do in life. But he didn't really know what to do, and it's really getting him down. It's getting him down mentally and physically. And it's been a real, real struggle. So we chatted for a while, and I told my friend, told this gentleman who I call my friend, because I consider anybody that's with me as far as listening to my podcast or comes to a seminar or anything, you're my friend. You're definitely my friend. You're not just a listener. You're not just an audience member, but you're my friend. I feel very close with you. So I told my friend that, you know, I'm sensing, and I've been there before. Believe me, I've been in this situation where I was in a job that I was in a business and a job that I didn't love. And I said to him, it sounds to me from hearing what you're saying it sounds to me that you're ready. You're ready to move to the next step, whatever that step was. And we talked about what that next step could be. But when you have this feeling in your gut, in your heart, that you're no longer enjoying or having fun or even feeling productive in the line of work that you're doing now, then my question is, why continue this? Why be miserable? Why would you want to live your life going into work every day and not enjoying yourself? And you're getting a paycheck, but big deal. Life is a little bit more than just a paycheck. Now you might say, well, because Dr. Dave, I've got to put food on my table and I've got to pay my heating bill. Well, of course you do. Absolutely. And you got to pay your rent or your mortgage, whatever you may be paying. You've got to put gas in your car. You got to pay your insurance. You know, there's a lot of things you need to do, of course. But I hope you're doing it with something that you're enjoying. My work is like my vacation. My vacation and my work, they all kind of come together because I truly love what I do every single day. So I told my friend, I said, yeah, I think it's time. And we talked a little bit about what he wanted to get into and some of his passions in life. And I know for sure that if he puts his mind to the next steps that he wants to take, I know for sure he's going to be able to make some money. And again, it's not all about the money, but yes, you do need it to pay your bills. So you can't, most people are not in the position of just retiring and hanging up the shingle or whatever it may be. And just volunteering somewhere. And if you can do that, that's great. But most people, well, let's say, 99.9% of the people out there are not in a position just to go ahead and stop working. But so I'm not saying stop working. I'm saying find something that you love, even if it means taking a pay cut and, reducing your lifestyle, reducing your monthly expenses or whatever maybe not going on vacation or not going to out to eat as much, but so you don't have to spend as much during the month. But in turn, you're doing something that you truly love and maybe even making a difference in others' lives in some way. It's so rewarding to be able to do that. So that's what I have to say about that. I mean, I hope if you're in that situation, let me know. You can send me an email, run Dr. Dave, or actually better yet, better than that. Let's go with, that's one of my email addresses, but let's go with sliceyourage@gmail.com. Let's go with that. Or just find me on Facebook. I'm David Matto on Facebook. You can find me. I'm there. I'm easily available and kind of in your face on Facebook. So catch me there. But this is what I do. This is truly what I do. I love helping you. So, and if you don't need any help, if you just like to listen to the podcast, so that's totally fine as well. I want to talk to you now for a few minutes about my Colorado trip, because as you may know, Yoko and I go to Colorado for a good part of the winter. We wrapped it up a few weeks ago and came home, and I traveled for business the next week, so I've been pretty darn busy. But I want to kind of fill you in on how things went, because I've talked to you before about when I'm in Colorado about the exercise I get. It's more than usual, because we try to ski practically every single day, and we use our car very, very little. We walk almost everywhere, and we continue eating healthy. And so when we got back and the dust settled and I got on the scale, now I take a travel scale with me, so I kind of know how I'm doing when I'm in Colorado. But when we got home, I weighed myself. And so my total weight loss in Colorado over 5 weeks was about, roughly about 7 pounds. Did I need to lose weight? No, I really did not. But I'll give you my weight right now, because I'll tell you, I'm 6'2", 6'2", and my weight when I went to Colorado was about 185, 186, which is definitely considered normal. And I didn't look fat or anything. But when I got back, my weight was somewhere in the, somewhere 178 to 179. Yeah, I broke through the 180, and I'm down just a hair under 180, which I think, I'm starting to think is really ideal for me now. Now, why is it ideal? Because I've gotten to the point where when I look in the mirror and I turn sideways, I've got a totally 100% flat stomach now. Was my stomach ever big? No, not really. But, you know, you could see like a little, what do you call it? Just a little bit of a tiny stomach there that I thought was maybe a little bit bigger than it should be. And that was at like 185, 186 pounds. Now that I'm under 180, I feel it. It's perfect for me. I just feel like I'm at my ideal weight. And of course, you know, you got to continue working out. It's not just all about weight, because you know, you can be thin and be unhealthy. So it's not just about not eating a lot and losing weight. It's still the exercise, the working out, the stretching, the yoga, you know, the working your abs. It's all still really, really important, you know, the cardio. But I feel like I'm at a point now that's just, it's perfect. And the reason I'm saying this is because I, as you know, I'm pretty darn strict on what I put into my mouth. And I was thinking about this. I wanted to talk to you about it because it's so easy to say, yeah, I'm going to make an exception. I'm going to eat this, or I'm going to eat something in moderation. And when we do that, I don't think we can be in ideal health, or probably not even at our ideal weight, but because we're always making these little exceptions here and there. Oh yeah, I'll have a beer. I'll have just a little piece of pizza or something like that. Of course, vegan pizza, I hope. But nonetheless, it's still not a really healthy food. It's a processed food still. So my point is, when it comes down to making a decision, do I want to put this in my mouth or do I not want to put this in my mouth? I will always go back and think to myself, when I look in the mirror, the way I look, the way my skin looks, the way my face looks thin, the way I have no stomach whatsoever, no gut whatsoever, that's more important to me, and that trumps putting that piece of junk in my mouth. So that's why I don't believe in eating things in moderation, because it's going to come back and get you one way or another. It's going to get you. And the way I look and feel is so much more valuable to me than putting that piece of food in my mouth. Because when I put that piece of food in my mouth, oh yeah, I might get like a temporary high. And I might feel great if I put that piece of chocolate in or whatever it may be. And I'll feel great and I'll love it. Say, wow, I ate that thing. But that'll wear off. That feeling will wear off pretty quickly. And then I'll have to deal with looking in the mirror or getting on the scale and knowing that, wow, I really screwed something up. And I know it's going to be a little bit more difficult now to get back to that ideal weight. So I choose to be strict. And yeah, maybe I'm quote unquote depriving myself of these pleasures in life, like a piece of chocolate or a piece of vegan pizza, which, by the way, I will tell you this, I'll come clean and admit this. When I was in Colorado, it was really tough for me to stay on top of my calories. So I did eat some what people would call junk vegan food. And my friend Sharon, I hope you're listening, Sharon. I will admit that I had an occasional vegan pizza. We had some quinoa burgers for lunch and things like that. Again, I never, ever make an exception and go off the vegan menu. So everything's vegan that I eat. I will never eat animal products. But I did eat some processed, some maybe not 100% ideal, because it was really tough for me, like I said, to stay on top of those calories. And when I'm faced with eating lunch bringing my lunch in a backpack, and it's sometimes tough to pack certain things. So it's fairly easy in the morning to kind of make a vegan burger on some nice bread at home and put it in a backpack. But again, some people would look at that as not the healthiest number one top-notch vegan food. But yeah, so I did eat some of that, but still, even having done that, I lost somewhere in the 7 to 8 pound range. So it's strict, but the payoff is just so great. And my point is, again, when I got back from Colorado and followed this, you know, pretty strict eating program and exercised a lot and lost some weight, I just said to myself, well, it's so worth it. It's so worth it to feel good about yourself and to be healthy. And I wanted to pass that on to you, because again, while you're listening to this show, or after the show is over, or you go to a party this evening or wherever you may be, and somebody offers you something, don't just say to yourself, well, yeah, I'll just take this one. It'll be fine. I'm going to make an exception here. I'm telling you, if you don't make the exception. Or it's a rare, rare, rare exception when you get on that scale, when you look in the mirror, when you go to your doctor and they do the blood work, or any of the combination of those things. You're just going to feel like you're such a winner and you've been doing it right. And it's the payoff is so huge, so humongous. I urge you just to at least give it a try. If you don't believe me, do it for 60 days. 60 to 90, somewhere in that 2 to 3 month range. Try it and tell me what the difference is that you see. It's going to be amazing. I have talked to you a little bit about, I think I did a video when I was in Vancouver a couple weeks ago speaking about, I've been thinking about taking on a coaching client, which means I'd be working one-on-one, which I don't do right now, by the way. I do the podcast, I do some speaking, I've got my blog, but I don't really have time to work one-on-one with a client. I'm thinking about it. It's not 100%, what I'm thinking about doing is just finding the ideal person that seriously has just gotten out of control and their health is not ideal, that maybe that, you know, their blood work is not great. They've gained some weight. They feel like they're out of shape. They just feel like they need to be stronger and thinner and happier and things that, you know, kind of the things I teach. Well, I'm thinking about taking on one client, working really, really closely with you and seeing if we can get you back into total shape the way you'd be really, really happy with. So stay tuned on that. I'm just not sure again because my schedule's so tough. If I do this, I'm going to have to work so closely with this person. So we have to get along really well. Got to be, you know, kind of understand that it's going to be tough and you got to do what I say. And I'm not even sure. Maybe it's somebody that needs to come stay with me and Yoko for 6 months in our house. I'm not sure yet. I'm really not. But if you have any interest whatsoever, and again, I don't even know if we'll do the program. I don't even know what the program will be like. But if you have any interest whatsoever in totally turning your life around, send me an email, sliceyourage@gmail.com. Yeah, it could be cool. I just don't know. I don't know for sure. So I'm kind of putting a pin in that one, and let's just kind of see what happens with that. I'm trying to think, there's some other things I wanted to talk about, and now I didn't make any notes. I love these days kind of just speaking from my soul, from my heart, and telling you what's on Dr. Dave's mind. Because again, I really truly believe I've figured out the secret of life and living healthy and happy. And if you just, I'm telling you, if you listen to me carefully and go back and listen to previous episodes and try to live the way I'm doing it and the way Yoko's doing it, I swear to you, things will be different in your life. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not any different than you are. I just kind of figured out how to do it quite some time ago. And it's always a work in progress. I mean, I've only been vegan for close to a year now, coming up on our 1 year anniversary of being vegan. Best decision I've ever made in my life. No question about it. It is the absolute best. I mean, running a marathon, backpacking, climbing, skiing, those things are all great. And eating healthy, that's great. Very, very important stuff to me. But going vegan, going totally plant-based, not eating any animals or wearing animal products, there's something about this feeling of peace and health that overcomes you that you've never felt before. It's amazing. I guarantee it. And if you're not sure, give it a try, because what kind of harm would it do to your body or do to you or do to your soul to try it for 60 days or 90 days? It's not going to do any irreversible damage. I mean, it's going to help you, if anything, believe me. So try it and just see what happens. When you take the animals out of your consumption, when you're not eating or using them, and there's something that happens to the cells, every cell in your body. It really is amazing. It's a feeling that I cannot begin to describe to you. If you make exceptions and eat an occasional piece of chicken or meat, then you're not going to feel that way. I'm sorry. You've got to be pretty strict about it. You got to be very strict. I mean, if you decide to go vegan and take animals out of your life, I'm not out of your life. That's a horrible thing to say, because their animals are in my life every single day. I just don't put them in my body, or I don't wear them. I suggest, highly suggest you just give it a try and see what happens. I promise you, it will change everything. Guess what? That's all I have to say today. This was episode 74, and it truly came from me, from my heart, from my soul. If you were sitting here on the sofa or having dinner with me, or you and I were hanging at a restaurant, you're hearing the true Dr. Dave. I don't put on any kind of act when I'm at the mic. If you've met me in person, which I think you may have, some of you have, some of you haven't, but you know that what you hear, what you see is what you get. I'm Dr. Dave. My personality doesn't change when I'm talking to you in person or when I'm on the mic. So I hope you get to see me actually at the Bay to Breakers in San Francisco, May 17th, Sunday, May 17th. It's a 12K race going through the streets of San Francisco, and it is wild and crazy. And some of you have already told me you're going to try to make it. If you do, make sure you get in touch with me and let me know that you're there. I'd hate to have you there running the race, and we're running, but there are over 50,000 people out on the street. I think close to 100,000 or somewhere out on the street that day, on the streets. So I want to make sure I know that you're there so we can maybe have some kind of a meetup or something like that. So please let me know. But anyway, until next time, until we do 75, until we do episode 75, I want to let you know I'm going to try my best to be back next week. We're going to try to make it a weekly thing. But if I take a week off here or there, you now know why, because I explained it in this episode. So having said that, and we'll put another episode in the books, I am Dr. Dave, and thank you so much for hanging with me today, for being with me, for being a listener, being a friend. Yeah, I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.